Well, good morning. It is 6:24 a.m. on Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. 41 degrees, which is precisely 5 degrees Celsius. 91% humidity. No big hair, dude, on the north-south train. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. So, had made dinner for Muse last night, which was lovely. So with Home Chef and Blue Apron, you get to pick from a fairly wide array of options for your meals that get delivered. And, you know, they set up a default set of three meals that get delivered, and you can go in and tweak them. And apparently I forgot to tweak this week's delivery because it included a meal with, try and pronounce this right, gnocchi. G-N-O-C-C-H-I, gnocchi. And I have had bad luck with gnocchi. It feels like little balls of thud. Just not a pasta I particularly care for. But it's potato-based, not white flour based. And though potatoes are on the problematic list, they're on that be careful list. I'm not a big fan of gnocchi. But when I told Muse what had been delivered and what did she want for dinner, she said, "Ooh, gnocchi." It's like, okay. And it turned out actually quite well, quite nicely. It turned out good. For some reason, my ability to cook gnocchi has improved, despite my lack of experience in the process. I think I just got lucky. But it was good. It was a good dish. And it's nice to see Muse. I hadn't seen her in, it felt like forever. We talked, had a nice conversation, watched Four Weddings and a Funeral, which is brilliant rom-com on many levels. And we just called it a night. It was very nice. But, yeah. So it was a lovely evening. Went shopping yesterday. Went out and got, all the things that were white flour have been replaced in my house now. I've got a loaf of whole wheat bread. I bought a bag of whole wheat flour for any baking that needs to be done. I bought a bag of brown rice to swap out for any white rice components in the Blue Apron or Home Chef meals. And there was one other thing. I bought a bunch of diabetes appropriate snacks. Got a bunch of nuts. Got raspberry oranges. I've never heard of raspberry oranges before. And they taste a lot like oranges. Subtle difference to the citrus taste. Definitely somewhere between blood oranges and regular oranges. But, I'm sitting there going up and down the aisles like, can't do that anymore. Can't do that anymore. Oh, definitely can't do that anymore. And it's not like I can't do any of those things anymore. I know. It's a question of moderation. But there's always been, at least for me, there's always been this knowledge that I could just gobble up a box of a dozen donuts, you know, or a whole bag of golden double stuff Oreos. That's always been a possibility, and it still is. I mean, it's not like Powell's. It's not like I can't do any of those things anymore. It's just that if I do, there are consequences. And if I keep doing, there are dire consequences. So there's this, this choice. And that's the thing. It's a choice to not indulge in those particular delights. It's like quitting smoking. It's the same thing. And it is all too easy for my brain to rationalize, well, one won't make a difference. It's like, no, one never makes a difference. But it's rarely just one. Morning. Must be trash day in Portland. The trucks are out and about. So I find it interesting that there's a part of me that just wants to gorge onto something sometimes. Moderation has not been, hasn't been a part of my worldview, my world orientation, as it were. And it's not that I resist it or I see a problem with it. It's just that I really like to throw myself in 105% into a thing. If a thing's worth doing, it's worth doing all the way. Which in general is considered an admirable quality. But can be problematic. Just thinking as I was driving home from Muses yesterday about how different the world feels when I'm with her. And it's the same with Allie. Actually, it's the same with anyone, really. When I'm with them, the world becomes a collaboration. And now that I think about it, whenever I leave the apartment, the world becomes a collaboration. I did far too much walking yesterday. For a guy with tendonitis, I did way too much walking. I walked down to Target to get some supplies, went over to CVS to pick up a prescription, walked back. That was a hefty walk. And I felt it afterwards. In the heel, and then the grocery shopping. But when you're walking around outside of intensely familiar surroundings like home, there's a feeling of moving into a space that is no longer yours. And I guess everybody has a different perspective about how that works, but I notice the distinct difference in, I don't know, it feels like a dialogue, it feels like a conversation when I'm walking down the street and looking at buildings or a bit of brickwork or flowers and plants, whatever. But it's like there's new data. Being with people, same vibe, but also there's an even more active collaboration, I guess. And being who I am, I want to get the most out of whatever collaboration I happen to be in at the moment. I used to feel that was perilous, that I was adapting and changing myself to each situation. And to some extent, I am. But there's also the laser focus, committed focus to that person's perspective and that person's priorities. Not sublimating my own or at the sacrifice of my own, but incorporating that into my paradigm, my mechanism, whatever you want to call it. And that's exciting. And I think that's a lot of the reason why we seek out the friends that we do and the acquaintances that we do, is because our world shifts when we're with them. And I think it's why when you're with coworkers you don't maybe particularly care for, the world shifts again, because you're a human being and you don't completely block people out. And your world shifts in a way that maybe you don't necessarily care for. But I like the way my world shifts when I'm with Muse. I like the way my world shifts when I'm with Allie. Yeah. And with my friends. And with this city. Yeah. I also like that I'm practically halfway through Jameson Square, so I should probably wrap this up. What is it, Wednesday? The middle of the week? The fulcrum, the tipping point, as we transition oh so gracefully from the beginning of the week to the end of the week. A human-made construct, to be sure, but still a construct that we consciously or unconsciously adhere to. So let's ride that ride with focus and intent. And I hope you have a lovely Wednesday. I hope you're... I hope your collaborations are enriching and inspiring and bring smiles and possibilities. But however it goes down, you can always lean on the wisdom of Brother Zig. who tells us, despite everything, create. And certainly collaboration can be a part of that creative process. Definitely. Morning. And I will tell you to love fearlessly, because your world changes in wonderful ways when you do. And I will do the same, I promise. And I will talk to you soon.